the word, the Lord's anointed, Son of Man, and Son of God. Let's bow our heads for a moment of reflection on this element, which pictures to us the body of the Lord Jesus, which is given to us to nourish us, and give us life, and thus give us eternity. After a moment of silence, reflection, I'll then pray and we'll take up this stone. Father, we can only come to you this morning with words of gratitude. We have a loss for much else. Fall before you in worship and adoration and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you sent the word, that you sent the Lord Jesus. We thank you for his person and work, for his kindness and his firmness, for his preaching and teaching, that he is the message, the messenger, the anointed one, the word, the sermon about the gospel. He embodies it in his passion. He secured it in his own life and death and resurrection. And now has made us family. Thank you for this element which points to us, points us to the body of Christ, and thus to himself given to give us life. Thank you in his name. Amen. Paul said, I delivered unto you that which I also received, how that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had broken it and given thanks, he said, this do in remembrance of me. Says in Romans 8, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay any charge at the feet of God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died, yea, rather, who was raised from the dead, and who is seated at the right hand of the Father, and there makes intercession for us. So then, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? As it is written, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter all day long. And he says, nay, in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing in this world shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the good news being told us in these elements. Jesus is the bread of life. Let's bow in a moment of reflection on this element, which pictures for us the blood of Christ, but picturing for us himself given to us, giving his whole life, death and resurrection, his whole being, to be nourishment for us. To nourish us, to give us life, thus to give us eternal life. After a moment of reflection, I'll pray and then we'll take up the psalm. Again, Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, the one to whom you have pointed us, the one about whom this testimony, the Gospel of John, is given. We thank you for the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us, and that in him is life. The life is the light of men. We thank you that the Lord Jesus, who is now as the risen one, risen from the grave, who is about the work of calling out his sheep by name and nourishing them, seeing to it that they have the word of the apostles and now down through the ages, the working of the Holy Spirit through the various means of grace, including this ordinance, to nourish us on our journey to heaven. Thank you for this great fact that you are risen and with us, here with us at the table in a special and distinct way to confirm our faith and encourage us in our walk. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, we thank you.